It's Wednesday, October the 28th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, Americans vote early and AMD buys Xilinx. First, the world in brief. As President Donald Trump hit the election trail in America's Midwestern swing states, figures suggested that nearly 70 million Americans have already voted, around half the total number who cast ballots in 2016. Flagging in the opinion polls, Mr. Trump called the counting of so many early votes inappropriate. The latest coronavirus statistics only strengthened his headwinds. Around 500,000 Americans tested positive this week, the most ever. Joe Biden, campaigning in Georgia, called the president's approach to the epidemic a capitulation. Two wildfires in Southern California forced the evacuation of nearly 100,000 people. The state's fire agency reported that by Tuesday morning, one fire had consumed 12,000 acres and the other 8,000. This year, California has suffered its worst wildfires in 18 years. They have killed more than 30 people and forced thousands to abandon their homes. Tens of thousands of protesters marched in Bangladesh, calling for a boycott of French goods and burning an effigy of Emmanuel Macron. France's president has been criticised for defending offensive cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad after a teacher was decapitated in Paris for showing them to pupils. Turkey's president and various Arab groups have called for a similar boycott. The United Nations said that malnutrition among children in war-torn Yemen has hit record highs because of COVID-19, floods and intensifying conflict. Childhood cases of life-threatening malnutrition have risen by 15.5% in 2020 to 98,000. Since 2014, a Saudi-led coalition of Sunni states has battled the Houthis, a Shia rebel group. Some 80% of Yemenis rely on aid. America and India signed an agreement to share satellite data useful in the precision targeting of weapons systems. The deal, signed by the defense and foreign secretaries of both countries, is designed to strengthen their military ties in the face of a common adversary, China. The Asian giants have been engaged in violent standoff along their disputed border since May. Advanced Micro Devices agreed to buy Xilinx, rival Californian chipmaker, in a deal worth $35 billion. The acquisition is the latest in a wave of mergers this year between chipmakers. The combined company will have 13,000 engineers and may spend more than $2.7 billion annually on research and development. And BP unexpectedly revealed a small profit in the 3 months to the end of September, after a thumping loss of $6.7 billion in the previous quarter. But weak demand for fuel owing to the pandemic has remained a problem. The British energy giant's shares are down by more than half this year and sit at their lowest for nearly 25 years.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.